I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, politics and race. We'll check back in with a couple of the Pennsylvania voters we've been talking with to ask how they feel about the results of yesterday's Democratic primary. And we'll ask journalists covering the campaign for president how much race mattered and if the media is getting it right on race or not. But first, results from Pennsylvania. Voters in the key battleground state have spoken and gave a decisive victory to Senator Hillary Clinton yesterday over Senator Barack Obama, a margin of about 10 percentage points. Turnout was heavy, and although she still lags behind Obama in the popular vote and pledged delegates, her win ensures the fight continues. Here to tell us more are Sarah Taylor, Republican strategist and former White House political director for President George W. Bush. She's on the phone with us from Detroit, and Stephanie Cutter, Democratic strategist and communications director for Senator John Kerry's White House bid in 2004. She's here with me in the studio. Welcome back to you both. Thanks for joining us. Stephanie, if I heard the word margin one more time last night, I thought I would scream. But why was there so much focus on Mrs. Clinton's margin of victory?
Well, you know, a lot of people were trying to predict what the victory would mean for her. And a double-digit victory, which she got, 10 points, means that she would live to fight another day, that some were arguing that she had a credible argument to superdelegates and people that have yet to vote, that she's the stronger candidate against McCain. And others were arguing if she wasn't in double digits, if she was in single digits, then Barack Obama ate into her base of vote, and there's a legitimate argument for her to get out.
Well, who cares, though? 10 beats 9. I mean, I really don't understand.
True, and at the end of the day, you know, she's arguing a victory is a victory.
Right.
But a victory in the popular vote in Pennsylvania doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to make up that delegate margin, which is really the real contest in terms of how we pick a Democratic nominee. And she lags behind Barack Obama, and with the 7 contests left, it's unlikely she's going to be able to catch up in both the popular vote and pledged delegates. So there's a question on the table as to where is this all headed? What happens on June 3rd when she's still behind Barack Obama?
Okay. So, Sarah, what about, let's take the other side of it. Senator Obama is still ahead in the popular vote and pledged delegates. So did yesterday really matter?
Well, it was significant for her. One, it was a big victory in another very critical general election battleground state. And her argument becomes very compelling when you look at Ohio, which she won, Pennsylvania, Florida, which she won, that she's able to go to the all-important superdelegates and make the case that she is better equipped to beat Senator McCain in a general election. And there's increasing evidence to suggest that that's, in fact, the case.
What is that evidence?
Well, I think if you look at these large states, which do matter, if you look at how independent voters have focused in on the race, and they're looking at Senator Barack Obama, I think, in a different light. And when you couple a number of things that have happened over the course of the last many weeks, his pastor's comments, his loose but still association with some Weather Underground members, and fair or unfair, this I won't wear a flag lapel pin. A lot of Americans, a lot of middle Americans, a lot of the folks that carried Hillary Clinton to victory last night are starting to look at Barack Obama and say he may think too differently for me to support him. And
Stephanie,
I think there's a lot of Democrats and independent Democrats who are starting to develop this line of thinking.
Okay, look, we saw both campaigns going negative. And Sarah, you mentioned a couple of things that were exploited as issues. I want to read something from the New York Times this morning editorial page, which is, after all, Mrs. Clinton's hometown paper. It said that it is past time for Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton to acknowledge that the negativity for which she is mostly responsible does nothing but harm to her, her party, and the 2008 election. Stephanie, is that a fair criticism? And is this campaign damaging either her or Senator Obama to the point where they are becoming unelectable, or each of them is having an electability problem in the fall?
Well, it's certainly not the race that Democrats wanted, and it is driving up the negatives of both of our candidates. In terms of the impact of these negative ads on Hillary Clinton, per the New York Times editorial, you know, Sarah was talking about who was stronger in a general election to reach out to independent Democrats or independent voters. Hillary Clinton, as a result of negative campaigning, has flipped her favorability amongst independent voters from 58 favorable to 59 unfavorable in just the last 3 months. Now, that is a compelling argument also to make as to who's stronger in the general election. Right now, despite all of this negativity, despite the bitter comments and some of the gaffes that have happened over the past 6 weeks, both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both running even against John McCain. So in terms of who's stronger to run in the general election, the maps look very different depending upon who the nominee is. And when faced with a choice between a Democrat and Republican, these Democrats are going to stick with the party and vote for the Democrat, which is either going to be Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. These big state arguments don't hold up in a general election. You're comparing apples and oranges.
Sarah?
Well, I disagree. You know, as a Republican, I think most of us were ingrained to think for many years that we should salivate at the fact that Hillary Clinton would be the Democratic nominee. But as we watch this Democratic race unfold, it becomes more clear, I think, to a lot of us, at least it does to me, that she's the more compelling candidate.
Because?
She's extremely smart, extremely capable, extremely tough. You know, Bill Clinton, for all of the analysis that's been done on his impact in this race, he is by far net plus when you look at research and focus group materials for her. And I think as we head into an environment where the economy becomes more central, given the downturn we're experiencing in this country, the Clintons make a very compelling case. And I think that as we head into a general election, particularly given what has unfolded around the Obama narrative, makes her a much stronger candidate.
Briefly, Sarah, is race part of the narrative? Do you think race was a factor?
Of course it is. Unfortunately, but it is.
And how so?
That, you know, this argument that the Obama campaign makes about how they've won more states and they're going into, you know, Kansas and Nebraska and other rural states that Democrats haven't been competitive in, you know, I think it's just fallacy to think that a Democrat, regardless of who it is, Clinton or Obama, is going to be able to win those states in a general election.
But you didn't answer my question, which was, how does race matter?
Well, race matters because, unfortunately, in America, as Roger Simon pointed out in the Political, based on some polling data, you have about 8% of Americans who, you know, will say to a pollster that they won't support somebody based on race.
All right.
And if 8% say it out loud, there's probably another 8% who are thinking it but won't say it. And so it is a factor. We've come a long way in this country, but we haven't come all the way.
Very briefly, Stephanie, same question to you. Did race matter in this race?
I think, unfortunately, the answer is yes. Barack Obama won something like 92% of the African-American vote, and Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly won the white vote. Barack ate into her margin, closed the gap quite a bit from Ohio, but she still won that vote. When faced with a different choice in the general election between Barack Obama and John McCain, I still think race will be an issue. Whether or not it's as big of an issue in that we're seeing in the Democratic primary is a question, but it's something that we have to deal with.
All right. Stephanie Cutter, Democratic strategist, communications director for Senator John Kerry's White House run. She was here with me in the studio in Washington. Also, Sarah Taylor, Republican strategist, former political director for President George W. Bush. She was on the phone from Detroit. I thank you both so much, especially after such a long night. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Pennsylvania exit poll suggested that Hillary Clinton still maintains her edge among white Democrats, something we talked about for just a few minutes. We've been checking in with a panel of Pennsylvania voters during the primary campaign. We wanted to welcome two of them back just briefly to talk about the results. Joining me is Rick Bloomingdale of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO and Connie Guy of the Lancaster County Democratic Women's Association. Thank you both for joining us again.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Rick, now you told us Monday you were still undecided. What happened yesterday? How'd you come out?
Well, you know, after a lot of thought, it came down to who's going to revitalize the economy, who is better on manufacturing. Pennsylvania is still a big manufacturing state, and we need an industrial strategy in this country so that we don't give away everything to the rest of the world. And when push came to shove, I thought that based on, you know, some comments that Senator Clinton had made at a manufacturing summit in western Pennsylvania, I just felt that she knew the issue a little better than he did.
Okay.
And I ended up, now this is obviously no endorsement by the national AFL-CIO, they do that, but personally, when I walked into that voting booth, I felt that she would be a little better and on trade and and voted for her.
I got you. Now, Connie, you've been strong for Hillary Clinton all along. Something you said to us before was it's both of their time, but it's Hillary's turn. Do you think that other voters shared your opinion? Do you think that was kind of the relevant factor in her victory, or do you think it was something else?
Well, you know, I've used that term quite a bit here lately, especially this last few weeks with a lot of the Hillary Clinton supporters, obviously, that I've been working with and volunteering with. And, you know, it's I get that chuckle from people and that raised shoulder that says, you know what, you're right. It is both their time, but it's not his turn. It's her turn.
What does that mean, though, really? What are you saying? You think she's just more experienced?
Because I think she's more experienced. I think she has a lot more to bring to the table. She's a fighter. I mean, this gal's a scrapper, let me tell you. I'm real proud of her. Now, Lancaster County here, unfortunately, did not carry Clinton yesterday.
What? Connie, you must not have worked hard enough. Come on now. They must not have heard your interview with us.
I'm telling you. But, yeah, Lancaster County didn't carry Clinton heavily. In fact, I was just sitting here this morning looking at the numbers. The city, the numbers between Obama and Clinton were 2707. In the boroughs, it was a smaller margin. It was 413 apart in votes. 1296 in the townships here.
Okay.
But I'm just really proud that she pulled out Pennsylvania, and I think it's all because she is definitely the stronger candidate. And for me personally, I don't believe it has anything to do with race or woman. It has to do with experience versus inexperience.
Okay, very briefly, Rick, do you think race mattered? Connie says she doesn't think it did. What do you think?
You know,
very briefly, if you would.
I think people put that aside and looked at who they thought would best represent them in the general election. You know, I guess the person earlier said that there were 8% who said that they couldn't vote for an African American. You know what? But those are probably on the other side.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll have to fight about that later. Thanks. Rick Bloomingdale with the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Connie Guise with the Lancaster County Democratic Women's Association. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.